Hello.
Hello, my name is Alex, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requested the call?
This is she, Sylvia Jordan.
I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
I was calling to file me a claim.
The social security number.
469-37-9899.
Verify the driver's license number and the mother's maiden name for security reasons, please.
Okay, It is 97-66-47-4.
And the mother's maiden name?
Jordan.
That's your mother's maiden name that she was born with?
Yes.
One moment. My system is moving a little slow. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Have you worked under any other name or any other social security number?
Ma'am?
Have you worked under any other name or any other social security number?
No, ma'am.
Date of birth?
6090799.
Male or female?
Female.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
And is English the preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve in active duty at the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
High school diploma.
And if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive the payments, direct deposit into the checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you approve for your payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Checking or savings?
Checking.
Will this be with a traditional bank account?
Regions.
The routing number.
The routing number is... Zero, six, two. And it's 4 0 19.
Zero six two zero 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 one nine.
Yes.
The account number.
0272 366 579.
0272 666 579.
Yes.
The mailing address.
645 Hollis Circle, apartment 59, Georgiana, Alabama.
Zip.
Ma'am.
The zip code.
36033.
645 Hollis Circle, apartment 59, Georgiana, Alabama, 36033.
Yes.
Is the residential address the same as the mailing address?
Ma'am, it's the same.
Has the address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Your telephone number?
334-453-1916.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
Ma'am.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government within the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you serve an active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
When was the last day that you worked?
Friday.
The date?
The date is the 9th.
Since Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself? Do you own a business or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am. I just applied for school today. I don't know if I've been accepted or
not. Okay. Are you available for all shifts in the normal trade or occupation? Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation? I beg your pardon?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all... I'm sorry.
Probably whenever I get back in school, but I am available now.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am. I was calling because my job fired me.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job? And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
13.
Do you work through a union?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
What was your job title?
Personal shopper.
Are you seeking work in the current occupation?
No, ma'am.
What was the name of the employer as in the name of the company on the pay stub?
Walmart.
The telephone number to the employer.
I have the address.
Because I wouldn't need the address, but I would need the telephone number.
Okay. The telephone number is 334-382-2655.
The day you started working there?
January 9th, 2021.
And you said the last day that you worked was December when again?
December 9th.
The city the work was performed in?
Greenville, Alabama.
You said Greenville, Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after the last day of work? That includes vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And why you said you were discharged. What was the reason for the discharge?
They ended my assignment.
Do you elect to have 10% of the weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm about to provide you with your PIN number for your weekly certification. Are you ready for it?
Yes, ma'am.
It's going to be 9999.
It's 4 9 or 3?
4.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process an unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama Works. alabama.gov and update the online resume. A failure to do so will result in an interruption of the benefit. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday, so you must file a weekly certification either by the telephone or the internet in order to claim the benefits for the previous week. So if you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you choose to file via the telephone, the telephone number you need to call every week is going to be 800-752-7389. So your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., but never on a Saturday. So please make sure you're filing the first certification either by the telephone or the internet this upcoming Sunday, okay?
Yes, ma'am. So I need to go ahead and start doing that this week?
This Sunday.
This coming up Sunday?
Yes.
Okay.
If you have any other questions?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Have a great day.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.